Tomorrow, Secretary Powell will tour some of the world's least spoiled tropical forests in the Central African nation of Gabon. The government of Gabon has decided to protect these forests by creating a system of national parks on 10% of its land. Logging and other kinds of industrial development will be banned. Powell is expected to announce that the United States will contribute at least $75 million toward the initiative. The blueprint for that system of parks was drawn up by the New York-based Wildlife Conservation Society and promoted by a man who walked across the continent of Africa. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Mike Fay, a research scientist with the Wildlife Conservation Society and the National Geographic Society, walked from the eastern edge of Congo to the western edge of Gabon during 1999 and 2000. A 456-day trip past a stunning range of animals and animal habitats. In Congo, Fay saw examples of the damage done throughout Africa by logging companies. In Gabon, he saw the promised land.
Blue seas and white sand and beautiful tropical forest and elephants and whales and sea turtles and gorillas and chimpanzees and buffalo and monkeys and bush pigs and unbelievable scenery and waterfalls and giant trees. Gabon has it all. It has everything that everyone ever dreams about in paradise, as far as I'm concerned.
Fay and a National Geographic Society photographer named Mike Nichols met with the leader of Gabon after the trip was over. Fay says President Omar Bongo was enthralled by Nichols' pictures. One of Bongo's favorite shots showed a gorilla in the forest.
And he's kind of shrouded in green, and it's got this real green kind of hue to it. And you can see his hand holding this sapling, and he's just kind of looking so human. And yet he's this perfectly wild gorilla out in the middle of nowhere in the forest.
A plan to preserve biodiversity and draw more tourists to Gabon by creating a chain of nature parks was reportedly sitting on Bongo's desk when he saw these pictures. If it wasn't, somebody move fast. At this week's UN meeting in South Africa, Gabon announced that it would soon create 13 new national parks on roughly 10,000 square miles of land. Logging leases on those lands would be bought out or canceled. Parks like these must be protected from poachers and pirate loggers. They must also be built up to serve the needs of tourists. Ecologists like Stuart Pym of Duke University say aid from countries like the U.S. is absolutely vital, but only if it gets to the right people.
And that is not always very easy. It's not just a matter of giving the money to the capital city of a given country. You have to ensure that the people who are there, who live in the area, are themselves benefiting from the establishment of the protected areas. Do the ecotourists, you know, help the people who are living in the park?
In a press release, President Omar Bongo admitted that this project was an economic gamble for his country, one that could force the people of Gabon to make sacrifices in the short and the medium term. But Mike Fay says he thinks it's a gamble that will pay off.
Because we don't have a lot of problems here that we have elsewhere. Low human population density, the resource base is still strong, the ecosystems are still intact.
In other words, if it can't be done here, it probably can't be done anywhere. When these parks are up and running, Gabon will leap from last to first in an important environmental category. As a percentage of total landmass, this will be the largest park system in the world. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.